नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंदो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण। सो आई लाइक टू वेलकम एवरी वन ऑफ यू। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। कैन यू रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तदहं ते विदिष्यामि महापौरुषिको भवान् यस्य श्रद्धादतामासु स्यान् मुकुन्दे मती सती। तदहं ते विदिष्यामि महापौरुषिको भवा यस्य श्रद्धदामासु स्यान्मुकुन्दे मतिः सती तदहं ते विधास्यामि महापौरुषिको भवान् यस्य श्रद्धदाम् आसु स्यान्मुकुन्दे मति सती तत् दैट अहम् I, te, unto you, abhidhasyami, shall recite, Mahapaurushika, the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, Bhavan, your good self, yasya, of which, shraddhatam, one who gives full respect and attention. Asu, very soon. Shat, it so becomes. Mukunde, unto the Lord, who awards salvation. Matihi, faith. Sati, unflinching. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. That very Srimad Bhagavatam I shall recite before you because you are the most sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. One who gives full attention and respect to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam achieves unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is recognized Vedic wisdom and the system of receiving Vedic knowledge is called Avaroha Panthaha or the process of receiving transcendental knowledge through bona fide disciplic succession. For advancement of material knowledge, there is a need for personal ability and researching aptitude. But in the case of spiritual knowledge, all progress depends more or less on the mercy of the spiritual master. The spiritual master must be satisfied with the disciple. Only then is knowledge automatically manifest before the student of spiritual science. The process should not, however, be misunderstood to be something like magical feats, whereby the spiritual master acts like a magician and injects spiritual knowledge into his disciple, as if surcharging him with an electric current. The bona fide spiritual master reasonably explains everything to the disciple on the authorities of Vedic wisdom. The disciple can receive such teachings not exactly intellectually, but by submissive inquiries and a service attitude. The idea is that both the spiritual master and the disciple must be bona fide. In this case, the spiritual master, Sukhdev Goswami, is ready to recite exactly what he has learned from his great father, Srila Vyasadeva. And the disciple, Maharaj Parikshit, is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. A devotee of Lord Krishna is he who believes sincerely that by becoming a devotee of the Lord, one becomes fully equipped with everything spiritual. This teaching is imparted by the Lord Himself in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, in which it is clearly described that the Lord Sri Krishna is everything, and that to surrender unto Him solely and wholly makes one the most perfectly pious man. This unflinching faith in Lord Krishna prepares one to become a student of Srimad Bhagavatam, and one who hears Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee like Shukdev Goswami is sure to attain salvation at the end. As Maharaj Parikshit did, the professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam and the pseudo devotees whose faith is based on 1 week's hearing are different from Shukdev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Srila Vyasadeva explained Srimad Bhagavatam unto Shukadev Goswami from the very beginning of the Janmadasya Yataha verse, and so Shukadev Goswami also explained it to the king. Lord Krishna is described as Mahapurush in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 11, in his devotional feature as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna Himself in His devotional attitude, descended on the earth to bestow special favors upon the fallen souls of this age of Kali. There are 2 verses particularly suitable to offer as prayers to this Mahapurush feature of Lord Krishna. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirthasvadam shiva viranchinutam sharanyam Bhrutyardiham pranat palabhavadipotam Vande Mahapurushate charanaravindam Tyaktasudasta jasurepchitaraja lakshmim Dharmishtaryavachasayadagadaranyam Mayamrugam daitaipsitamanvadhavat Vande Mahapurushate charanaravindam. In other words, Purusham is the enjoyer, and Mahapurusha means the supreme enjoyer or the supreme personality of God, it's Sri Krishna. One who deserves to approach the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is called the Mahapaurushika. Anyone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam attentively from its bona fide reciter is sure to become a sincere devotee of the Lord who is able to award liberation. There was none so attentive as Parikshit Maharaj in the matter of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And there was none so qualified as Shukadev Goswami to recite the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, anyone who follows the footsteps of either the ideal reciter or the ideal hearer, Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit respectively, will undoubtedly attain salvation like them. Maharaj Parikshit attained salvation by hearing only, and Shukadev Goswami attained salvation only by reciting. Recitation and hearing are 2 processes out of 9 devotional activities, and by strenuously following the principles, either in all or by parts, one can attain the absolute plane. So, the complete text of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning with the Janmadasya Yata, verse up to the last one in the 12th canto, was spoken by Shukadev Goswami for the attainment of salvation by Maharaj Parikshit. In the Padma Puran, it is mentioned that Gautam Muni advised Maharaj Amrish to hear regularly Srimad Bhagavatam as it was recited by Shukadev Goswami. And herein it is confirmed that Maharaj Amrish heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning to the end, as it was spoken by Shukadev Goswami. One who is actually interested in the Bhagavatam, therefore, must not play with it by reading or hearing a portion from here and portion from there. One must follow in the footsteps of great kings like Maharaj Amrish or Maharaj Parikshit and hear it from a bona fide representative of Shukadev Goswami. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim यत् कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणम् श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम् असाधुता साधुतादायिन् अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनमुं चाकदाचिन् प्रेम्नारितकण्ठव्यस्फुर Hare Krishna, so I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. These verses are quite enlivening, nectarian, and can show a right path to all of us. So very nectarian verses of this section. Of course, each part of Srimad Bhagavatam is nectarian, but some verses, some sections touches your heart. So one time somebody asked Prabhupada, what is struggle for existence in this material world? And Prabhupada replied beautifully, saying that the struggle for existence in this material means trying to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is struggle for existence. We keep committing mistake, and to rectify that mistake, the another mistake is committed. So, but those who have taken shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and those who have taken shelter of Krishna consciousness, when they commit mistake, how they rectify that mistake? By taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And here we have a great example of Parikshit Maharaj, who accidentally committed a mistake. And he's showing how to rectify that mistake. So committing mistake is nature. Accepting that mistake is culture. And rectifying that mistake is a progress. And that is what Parikshit Maharaj is, through his example, showing all of us. That mistake, committing mistake is not a problem. But what is the culture and what is the progress? Accepting it. And not only just accepting, but rectifying that mistake. And how is rectifying that mistake? His rectifying mistake is not only beneficial for him, but unlimited souls, which are there in the Kali Yuga. He directly went onto the banks of Ganges and taken shelter of all these great sages. So that section now, his inquiries about what one should be doing when he is about to die. So that inquiry, that eagerness is now opening us to a treasure house of Krishna's pastimes. So who is a teacher and who is a student? It is said that a teacher is not teaching the student. Teacher doesn't teach. Actually, a student is learning from the teacher. It is said that the knowledge is like a flowing river. And that flow is coming from guru, teacher, mentor, counselor. It is up to the person how he utilizes that flow, a fast flowing river. So you can use a cup to take that water. You can use a jug to take that water, or you put a submersible pump and draw whole water into your field. So it is up to a student how he receives. His eagerness inspire the teacher to speak. And here, Parikshit Maharaja's eagerness to learn, to understand and hear about Krishna is inspiring Shukdev Goswami to open up that treasure house. Otherwise, there were just few moments before, just Shukdev Goswami's arrival at this place where all the sages were assembled, Parikshit Maharaj was sitting. There were few people who could not understand the position of Shukdev Goswami. What happened with them? They could not receive anything. They blocked their mugs, they blocked their pots and could not receive any water of devotion from Shukdev Goswami. But here, just few moments later, what do we see? Parikshit Maharaj, with his eagerness, enthusiasm, he's opening up that treasure house which is not generally available. Srimad Bhagavatam is not so easily available. And therefore here, this section is very important, where about Srimad Bhagavatam has been discussed, about a student, how a student must be and how, what is the mood of the teacher. Everything has been explained in that, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, in shloka number 8, beautifully, Shukdev Goswami explains that Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samhitam Aditavan Draparado Pitur Dvaipayanad Aham. And before that, he says, Prayana Munayo Rajan Nivritta Vidishedata Nairgunyastha Ramantesme Gunanu Kathane Hare. So, Gunanu Kathane Hare. So, when Shukdev Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj that the life will be successful only when Ante Narayana Smriti. When somebody remembers Krishna at the end of his life, that life is successful. That life is, it was meaningful. So after hearing this, Gunanu Kathane Hare, and Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukdev Goswami that you were famous, O Parikshit Maharaj, you were famous being situated in Brahman realization. You were famous. You were having no need of any spiritual attraction. You were already attracted, situated. So what made you to get attracted to Krishna? Because you are saying Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering Krishna or Narayana at the end of the life. What attracted you? And then he says this shloka, where he says that I was situated Nirgunyastha Ramante, but oh, that Gunanu Kathan, of whom? Of Krishna, Hare. Hare means one who takes away. One who steals your material attachments. And every day we are singing in this Purushottam Mass, Chauragra Ganya Ashtakam. Where Vilvamangala Thakur says that, O Krishna, you are known as a buttered thief. You steal away everything. You steal away our material attachments. You steal everything what we have materially. Hari means one who takes away. But along with that, you also steal our heart. You attract us to you. So that is your glory. And here, same thing, Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Krishna's pastime stolen my heart. When Shukadeva Goswami heard those beautiful verses, how Krishna is merciful and how Krishna is beautiful, he gave up his nirgunyastaramante, his attachment to Brahman. And yesterday, Brajman Prabhu wonderfully explained that how the Bhagavan realization is better than Brahman realization in different five ways. So that Srimad Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samhitam. So that same Gunanu Kathane Hare, what that means, is a Bhagavatam. Glory is about Krishna. Story is about Krishna. And Bhagavatam also means words spoken by Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita. They both are important. And that Brahma Samhita, which is the essence of all the Vedic literature, is been described by Shukadeva Goswami. So every time when we want to dedicate or give our attention to something, so first we want to know what is there for me in it, how it will be benefiting me. Otherwise we won't be interested doing anything. By nature, living entity is lazy. But unless he realizes what benefit is there for me, then only he will be ready to do. And if he knows what is the value of that thing, otherwise it is not possible. For example, if I tell you, okay, go to Virar now in this heavy rain. You'll say, what? For what? There is no use of going to Virar. But if I tell you, there is 1 kilo gold kept for you over there, will you think about heavy rains? Will you think about any other obstacles? Why? You know the value of gold. And that is going to be yours. Then you will be ready. No matter how heavy rain will be there. So unless we know the benefit for oneself, we won't take that effort to do that particular thing. Similarly, in spiritual activities also, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, or attending some spiritual practices, we won't take any efforts unless we know what is benefit over there for me. Shrunvatam sa katha, shrunvatam shraddaya nityam, grinatascha swacheshtitam, kalena nati dirgena, Bhagavan Vishate Radhim. Shrunatam Shraddhaya Nityam. So one who hears Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrunvata, these are the four steps. Hearing with Shraddhaya, with faith, Nityam, regularly or repeatedly. And what one has to do? To do this, grinatascha swacheshtitam. One has to apply efforts in doing this. Without efforts, it won't be possible. And what will happen? Bhagavan vishyate radhim, kalena nati dirghena. Within no time, Nati Dirghena, Krishna will reside in listener's heart. So you might ask this question, Are, Krishna is already reciting. So how come, as a Paramatma, Krishna is reciting in everyone's heart? So what does this mean that Krishna resides in that heart? See, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhacharya, when they met, as soon as Vallabhacharya saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he saw that so many people are taking Krishna consciousness, so many people are chanting Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vallabhacharya said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. This cannot happen without the empowerment of Krishna. So, when it is visible, what does this mean? Bhagwan Vishwate Radhim is this, that the potency of Krishna is revealed through the personality. So when Prabhupada went to the west, it was Krishna residing. Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. But why that transformation took place? Because of Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. So Krishna is actively present over there. Krishna is not passive. And that actively presence is seen in the effect. When somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, somebody starts practicing Krishna consciousness. Similarly, just like you have two trees, a tree with the dry leaves and tree with the green leaves. So generally, when in a conditional living entity, it is like a tree with the dry leaves. And pure devotee is like a tree with the green leaves. The life is there, but effect is different. So when somebody takes such process, Shrunvatam Shraddhaya Nityam, Grinatascha Swacheshtitam, when our own efforts are put into hearing with the faith and regularly, repeatedly, then Krishna is manifested. Krishna's potency is manifested. It is not dormant, but it is active. Pravishta karna randrena swanam bhavasaroruham dhunoti shamalam Krishna shalilasya yatha sharat. So immediately, this beautiful shloka, this will come in the second canto itself. Pravishta karna randrena, when Krishna enters through the ears in the form of nectarian katha, this Bhagavatam, what happens? Swanam bhava saroruham. This bhava saroruham. So every devotee has a different bhava towards Krishna. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as a servant, that is a bhava. Somebody wants to serve as a parent, Krishna is a lala, Krishna is my child, he wants to take care of Krishna. They will say whether Krishna is eaten or not. So that bhava, somebody wants to serve Krishna as a friend, oh Krishna is my friend, where is Krishna? He goes and behave and act like a friend. And for someone, Krishna is a lover. So that kind of bhava, swanam bhava saroruham, dhunoti shamalam Krishna shalilasya yathayara. Just like a dirty water, if you take a glass full of dirty water and place it under flowing tap, what will happen? That continuous pure water, the flow of pure water, will cleanse that dirty water. Similarly, our heart is contaminated with so many anarthas. The consciousness of Krishna has been eclipsed by the consciousness of materialism and anarthas. So that contamination goes away when the constant flow of Krishna Katha enters through the doors of our body, this ears. So Krishna is saying, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam, that I am the best friend of living entity, all the living entities. So beautiful example is given. Just like if you want to clean your room and it's very dirty, it's really very dirty, and in hostels you must have seen, for years together the student, they don't clean. So, and if you decide to clean and somebody knocks and he says, oh, such a dirty room over here. So what he will do? He will run away. He will run away seeing that, are ye bhi mujhe kaam pe laga dega, isn't it? And moreover, he will go and advertise, are such a dirty room over there. But if somebody who is your dear friend, when he knocks on your door and when he sees that, oh, you are ready to clean the room, what he will do? He won't run away. He will pull up his sleeves and he will say, hey, chal, I will also help you to clean the room. So similarly, our heart is that room. And when we want to clean it up, then when Krishna along, because he is Suridam, he is ready to enter and clean that. And how is knocking? He is knocking on our ear doors. Let me allow, let me come in. But we say, no. I have so many other things. I have so many other things to hear, which contaminates my heart. But hearing about Krishna purifies heart. So therefore, hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam is important. So how do we serve Srimad Bhagavatam? Sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati katha, yascha shravana matrena, hari chittam shamasre. So sada sevya, serve the Srimad Bhagavatam. Serve the Srimad Bhagavatam. How? By reading. By reciting. By teaching, by glorifying, by distributing the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sada Sevya. One can serve in this way. In 11th canto, 12th canto, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. The one who is a Vaishnava, for him Srimad Bhagavatam is dear, priya. He loves Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because it is Puranam Amalam. It speaks about Krishna's glories. It speaks about Krishna's beauty, Krishna's gunas, qualities. So if it is priya, if you love someone, what that love means? That love means how you serve that person. There are many people, they say, I love this, I love that. Their love is understood when how much they serve. Without service, love is only lip dip, you know. Lip dip means sirf hoton par hai. I love Vrindavan. And I lost my heart in Vrindavan. But how are you serving Vrindavan? How are you serving someone? So when Yada Vaishnava Naam Priyam, means all Vaishnava loves Srimad Bhagavatam. So then in next line, it is been said, how one serves or how it is Priya. So the first is Shrunvan, Supathan, Vicharana Paro. So how Srimad Bhagavatam is served, how it is Priya, how you show your Priyata, love towards Srimad Bhagavatam. First is hearing. Hearing, and what we, most of the time, we hear so many things, but there is a gap between hearing and our behavior. So for that, the next step is given is Supathan. Supathan means reading, writing, Supathan remembering. All these things comes in Srimad, in Supathan. And Vicharana Paro. After writing and contemplating on that, how to apply that in our life. That is Vicharana Paro. These are the ways we show our attraction or our service towards Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore Prabhupada wrote here, a teacher is absorbed in speaking Shukdev Goswami, and by that he achieved liberation, Mukunda Sati. Mukunda means one who gives liberation. And similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, by attentively hearing, achieved perfection. So that attitude is expected from the listener. In the Srimad, in the same connection, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam is been explained. That what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. It is said that Katam Bhagavatasyapi Nityam Bhavati Yadgrihe Tadgraham Tirtha Rupam Hi Vasantam Papanashanam. Katam Bhagavatasyapi Nityam Bhavati Yadgrihe. Yadgrihe, jinke ghar mein. In whose house, what happens? Bhagavatam Nityam, the recitation of Bhagavatam happens. You know, most of the time, we go searching for dhamma. We go to the different dhams to get purified. Kis dham mein jayenge, us dham mein jayenge. Let us visit this dham to get purified. This Purushottam Mass is going, let us visit various holy places. Of course, we should visit. But it is said in this Mahatmya that in those houses, jiske ghar mein, yad grihe bhavati nityam, what? Katham bhagavatasyapi. Actually, for that house, that home, dham comes searching that house where Bhagavatam goes on every day. Tad graham tirtha rupam hi. That home, that house, that place become tirtha. That place become dhamma. In whose house, every day Bhagavatam recitation goes on. And what is the result of that nityam? Vasanta papanashanam. That place destroys all the sins those who have. It offers devotion to the hearer. So that is the glory, that is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you don't have to find dhamma. A dham will come where Bhagavatam recitation is going on. Idam Bhagavatam Namam. Avismriti Krishna Padaravindayo Kshinoti Abhadrani Chachamam Tanoti Satvasya Suddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Chavidjnana Viraga Yuktam. In 12th canto, it is explained what benefit Srimad Bhagavatam gives to someone who attentively hears. So here 7 benefits are explained. The first one is Kshinoti Abhadrani. The first benefit someone receives after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is Abhadra. Inauspiciousness is been taken away. Misfortune is taken away. Various kinds of misfortune living entities suffers in this material world. So, planetary misfortune, relationship misfortune, whatever misfortune someone goes through, Kshinoti, that is been taken away when someone attentively hears Srimad Bhagavatam. Kshinoti Abhadrani. And the second benefit is Shamam Tanoti. Shamam Tanoti, basic Shamam means fortune. And Tanoti means multiplies. Your fortune multiplies. If you are supposed to get 100 rupees, I'm just giving a simple example, as your fortune. But it gets multiplies when someone takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Instead of getting 100, you get 100,000 or 100 million. So it remains 100, but it will be in a multiple. Shamam Tanoti. That is another benefit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Your fortune is multiplied. And next benefit has been explained is Satvasya Suddhim. The heart gets purified. Dunoti sarvam hridi sannivishtam. The heart which is filled with so much of anarthas, and those anarthas does not allow us to perform steady devotion. In Madhurya Kadamani, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, there are 2 kinds of bhajan. One is Anishtita bhajan and another one is Nishtita bhajan. So Anishtita bhajan is explained like Taranga Rangini, Ghana Tarala, all those things. Where externally a sadhaka is performing devotional activity, but he is going through ups and downs. Sometimes he wants to chant, sometimes he doesn't want to chant. Sometimes he wants to hear, sometimes, or most of the time he doesn't want to hear. So that is Anishtita bhajan. And Nishtita bhajan means he steadily, eagerly, every day he is eagerly waiting, when I will chant, when I will hear. He is not looking ways and excuses to run away from all these activities. So devotional activities attracts his heart. That is Nishtita bhajan. So Shatvam Shuddhi means that. So eagerness to become steady devotee or here steadily perform devotional activity steadily takes place. That is Shatvam Shuddhi. It is also said that Anugatena, this Anu means repeatedly hearing. Anu also means Anugatya Bhavena, submissively hearing. And Anu also means favorable mood. So Sattvam Shuddhi happens, and next is Bhaktim, Paramatma Bhaktim. So devotion to the Lord arises. Vikriditam, that shloka which explains about Vikriditam Vrajavadhu Bhir Vishnum Shraddha Yitam Shunnuvat Varna Etat Bhaktim Paro Bhagavatim Pratilabhya Kamam Radrog Apnoti Achirena Pumsa. So before our anarthas are completely wiped out, if we try to remove our anartha, our own, it will take lifetime together. But when Krishna enters, bhakti, when bhakti utpadate pumsa, so all anarthas immediately are wiped out. So, bhakti that arises in the sadhaka's heart, and that bhakti takes away all anarthas. The next benefit, I'll quickly complete it. The next is jnanam. The knowledge about Krishna increases. And this knowledge is not just a dry knowledge. This knowledge is not just where with this knowledge you are becoming proud. The knowledge basically means vinaya. This knowledge is not just the information. This knowledge brings transformation of heart. Kathaya sabha ujvala kare yena purna chandra nija gunamrite badaye vaishnava ananda. So when Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was explaining about Ananta Acharya, the disciple of Jagdanand Gadadhar Pandit, so he said he was such a great personality. When he would speak Krishna Katha, when he would speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be like a full moon. And also he says that he is not only expert speaker or who would absorb everyone in Krishna Katha, but he also explains that Nija Gunamrite Badaye Vaishnava Ananda. By his own qualities, by his actions, he increased the happiness of a Vaishnava. Means he was not only knowledgeable or the great reciter, but he was also having his behavior, his actions pleasing to the Vaishnavas. Nija Gunamrite Badaye Vaishnava Ananda. Sometimes some people are great reciters, but Nija Guna Ghataye Vaishnava Ananda. So that should not happen. So jnana, that knowledge, knowledge arises, knowledge increases. And next to, he says that, Srimad Bhagavatam says that, vairagyam, renunciation. So the renunciation, what kind of renunciation? Just like when a fruit is ripened on the tree, so automatically falls. And recently in Govardhan Eco Village, we saw that a ripened mango, I was walking early in the morning, a ripened mango was there, fallen on the ground. You're like, wow. So why it was fallen? Because it was fully ripened. So similarly, in this world, that renunciation, vairagya, when somebody takes to bhakti, immediately he becomes detached. Automatically, he need not have to take extra effort to become detached. So vairagyam, and finally, vijnanam, complete realization, complete understanding of the philosophy, understanding of one's own nature. Jivera Sarubhaya Krishnera Das. That arises in the heart of the listener. So that is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is going to be explained by Srila Sukadeva Goswami in upcoming verses. Beautiful verses. Please do come and attend this Srimad Bhagavatam courses every day, which is going on by the Prabhupada's mercy. It is accessible to all of us. Our fortune is unlimited. Only thing is, we have to take efforts. That is the message Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj through this section is given. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.